In January 1964, President Johnson was aware that almost one in every five Americans lived in poverty. In his first State of the Union address, just weeks after taking office, he proposed a solution.
And this administration today, here and now, declares unconditional war on poverty in America.
His war would take the form of new programs to improve nutrition, health care, education, and job training.
Our chief weapons in a more pinpointed attack will be better schools and better health and better homes and better training and better job opportunities.
Mr. Johnson wanted to complete the unfinished domestic agenda of previous Democratic Party presidents, according to James Jones, who later became Mr. Johnson's chief of staff.
Things such as Medicare, which Harry Truman first proposed in around 1946-47, and nothing had been done on that. Things such as fair housing, which again went back to the Truman administration, and nothing had happened in 20 years.
When President Johnson and his wife toured impoverished areas in 1964, 19% of Americans lived in poverty. Today's figure is 15%. Not good enough, according to Michael Tanner, senior fellow at Washington's Cato Institute.
That's not a great deal when you consider how much money we've spent. If you want to reach back to 1964, we've spent maybe $15 trillion, and yet poverty seems to be pretty flat.
Critics in Congress say spending on poverty reduction programs is out of control. The Republican-led House of Representatives recently voted to cut funding for the food stamp assistance program by about $4 billion a year. Michael Tanner also says the wide availability of welfare benefits reduces the incentive to work.
Look, poor people are not lazy, but they're also not stupid. If you pay people more not to work than they can make by working, their chances are many of them are going to think twice at least about working.
Still, Johnson's initiatives, despite their flaws, have lifted millions out of poverty, says Brookings Institution senior fellow Ron Haskins.
The general direction and the focus on poverty and some of the specific programs have been enormously successful. The country is better off because Johnson did it.
Former aide James Jones says the programs that arose from the war on poverty were among Lyndon Johnson's top achievements. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.
In the South Central Mountain Country, over a third of the population.